My talk today is from the chapter called Rebuilding Your Life in the book How to Change Your Life by Ernest Holmes. And when I chose this title to speak about, I was thinking about all of the different times and ways I've rebuilt my life in the past, and thinking of major life changes like graduation and getting a new job or changing careers or moving from state to state, married, divorced, widowed, all of those life changes that I've been through. And I thought, I've rebuilt my life many, many times during this time. But as I got deeper into what Ernest Holmes was saying in this chapter, he wasn't talking about those things. He was talking about rebuilding our life from our consciousness, essentially from the inside out, not these external things from the outside in, but from making the changes by an understanding of who we truly are. And that really shifted my focus, because I thought, it's not about rebuilding our lives in reaction, but finding our foundation. And I, 15 minutes before I came here, I was reading Maria Shriver's Sunday newsletter, and the very first thing that I wrote down that she was saying was, what foundation have we built our lives upon? And that's exactly what Ernest Holmes is talking about. What foundation have we built our lives upon? And he was saying that what we need to do is build our lives upon our consciousness. And in Science of Mind, what that is the consciousness of oneness. As every treatment we do is about building the consciousness of oneness. I am that God is. And God is love and peace and beauty and light and harmony and grace and joy. Rebuilding our lives from that consciousness. And so many of us in here have been rebuilding our lives from that consciousness for 30 or 40 years, that we have discovered that truth within ourselves and basically affirmed it through all our prayers over decades. And those who are here more recently have embraced that if they stayed and discovered that truly is a good way to think about yourself and your life. So in this chapter, Ernest says, each one of us might think of ourselves as an outlet through which the activity of spirit may flow. Our task is to more fully express the nature of God, to be a clear channel for the flow of God through us as us. At the center of your being is life and love, wisdom, intelligence, peace, creativity, beauty, and joy. Become aware that you already have the God qualities you wish to experience. You already have what you want. You already have what you want. You are that. It is the truth. And he says, to experience more fully in your life, you need to become more aware of your unity with God. The God qualities are an integral part of you. You already possess godlike qualities because they are your inheritance. God is what you are. And he went on to say, you are a child of God, and therefore you should have a high opinion of yourself, not conceit, but reverent understanding of your wondrous relationship to God. Tell yourself over and over again that the quality of love lies within you, and that naturally you should be expressing it. It is the very essence of your life to love. We are here to love. And that has so been the powerful messages that have been coming to me as I have been working on this talk for several weeks. And the walk for peace, specifically, there cannot be world peace until there is peace inside of me. There cannot be world peace until there is peace inside of my family and my community. And they said, we walk not to bring you peace, but to remind you it never left. It's been there through every storm, through every heartbreak, every lonely night, waiting with infinite patience for you to notice it again. The monks say, may our footsteps help you turn inward and find the peace. And may that discovery be like sunrise after the longest night, dispelling shadows you thought were permanent and filling your whole being with radiant wellness and comfort and belonging. May you and all beings be well, happy, and at peace. So grateful for the monks and their messages that have been so powerfully offered for so many days. And I'm so grateful that they continue to be offered. I continue to see the messages from monks. And it inspires me to listen to their intentions and the fact that they live those intentions so magnificently, so powerfully in the chaos around them sometimes. They remain in that, may you be well, happy, and at peace place, no matter what other people are doing around them. And that inspires me. I want to be like them, to be able to hold my space of peace. And so thinking about that, how do we get there? And Reverend David Ault, who I knew close to 30 years ago as a musician at Big Sky Retreat, has since become a leading minister in the Science of Mind movement. And he said this the other day. Believe me when I say I wish I could offer you something like an instant parting of the clouds, a single sentence or practice that would return you immediately to peace, something simple and universal. One size all fits path back to center. But in truth, being human doesn't work that way. There isn't one doorway that fits for everyone. There isn't one instruction that lands the same for every nervous system, every history, every heart. So instead of offering something new or clever, I find myself returning to a couple of very old, very quiet phrases that have stayed with me for years. One of them is this. This one got me personally. Even in the apparent absence of, even in the apparent absence of, even in the apparent absence of peace, there is peace. Even in the apparent absence of order, there is order. Even in the apparent absence of God, there is God. If peace or order or presence hasn't actually disappeared, if that's true, then the question becomes personal. Not what must they do, but what must I do to sense it again? What must I do to sense it again? How do I soften enough to notice it hasn't left? How do I untangle myself from the noise long enough to reconnect? Another phrase that has been steadying me lately is even simpler. Everywhere I look, I see what I'm looking for. If I'm scanning the world for proof that everything is broken, I find it instantly. If I'm looking for outrage, there it is. If I'm looking for fear, it's everywhere. But if the only thing I choose to look for is God, or love, or harmony, or intelligence, or caring, then that's what begins to appear. So the only choice I seem to have, the real choice I have, is what am I looking for? And if I can't see it, I tell you, this line really got me. Then maybe I'm being asked to be it. To be the calm, the listener, the steadiness, to be the hands and feet of the very thing I say I believe in. Not as a performance, just quietly in the way I move through my day. Maybe peace was never something we manufacture. Maybe it's something we remember. Even now, even here, even in the apparent absence, only love. Thank you, Reverend David. Who's speaking? Who's saying what? Every day, it blows me away who's speaking. I listened to a beautiful interview with a wonderful folk singer named Jesse Wells. Some of you may be familiar with him, some of you may never have heard of him. But they say he's like the new Bob Dylan, or he's the voice of the generation today. He was awarded 4 Grammys, even though he's never been part of a big record company. He was nominated for 4 Grammys. He didn't win, but he was nominated, which is fairly unheard of for a performer on YouTube who records himself out in the woods with a guitar singing a folk song he wrote the day before. He's amazing. And he was awarded a medal by a philosophical society for the work he's doing in our communities and our culture. And they asked him, if there was one thing you could say, what would you say? And he said, "Life is short. Make a promise to yourself that you are what you want to be." That's exactly what Ernest Holmes was saying in this chapter. Make a promise to yourself that you are who you want to be. And Bad Bunny was on the Super Bowl halftime show. What an adventure that was for me. Because the more, when I saw it, what moved me deeply was when he said, "God bless America." It was like the only thing he said in English. And then he proceeded to list every country in South America and Central America and North America, ending with his homeland, Puerto Rico. And he said all of those names of countries in Spanish. God bless all of America, not separating out one country to be America, but to love all of it. And we want to love all of it, to love the world, to love the people of the world, to love the grace, to love the babies, to love the people. And the monks talked about letting the choice for peace resound beyond borders and beyond time. Let it echo through the mountains and the oceans, through every city, every field, through every mind and every heart. Let peace rise within us as courage instead of fear, as understanding instead of division, as compassion instead of conflict. From the center of our hearts, let peace flow outward in widening circles, luminous waves, in boundless ripples, touching every being, every world, every corner of the universe. Let all who listen know humanity has chosen, Earth has spoken. Love stands sovereign. By our will, by our voice, by our shared humanity, this degree is sent forth into the great expanse. And so it is spoken, and so it is carried, and so it becomes. So be it. So we get to choose. We can define our lives by the external circumstances, or we can define our lives by the God nature within us and endlessly, even in the seeming absence of it, reach for the peace, reach for the love, reach for the energy of God to express in the world. It is what we are, and how can we be more of it? How can we? Well, everybody, one message after another, sent me a meditation on how to send out the peace. Ernest Holmes had one in the chapter, the monks had that one that I read part of. But the one that came to me first thing this morning was from Anita Morjani. And so I invite you to close your eyes if it feels good and just listen to her invocation of love. She said, "The world needs love more than ever right now. Real love, living love, embodied love. Love was never meant to be something we buy or display. It's something we become. Love is presence. Love is kindness in ordinary moments. Love is compassion for strangers. Love is gentleness with ourselves. Love is the energy we choose to bring into every interaction. When we live from love, we change the collective energy of this world. You don't need a partner to celebrate love. You don't need a special occasion to express it. You can send love right now, through your thoughts, through your actions, through your presence. So today I invite you to join me in something simple but powerful. Let's consciously send love into the world. Take a moment and send love to the people you know. Let us consciously send love to the people we don't. Let us consciously send love to the planet that holds us. Let us consciously send love to ourselves. This is the kind of love that heals. This is the kind of love the world is asking for. Thank you for this opportunity to speak to you today. Every time I have a chance to delve deeper into what Ernest Holmes says, it makes a huge difference in my personal life. And I hope that something here made a difference for you. And so it is.